morning and welcome to the meeting. I hope you had a very good rest over Saturday and Sunday. We had a very hectic week with less family. But I would really like to compliment you guys to say that was a work well done. Work well done. The province is now starting with the implementation of some of the issues that were raised, especially in my municipality, also from there. And I really appreciate your participation. I really appreciate your patience. And now we can now start with today's meeting. We've got set of 2 minutes and also a program that I think we need to agree on. There's a program, we start with a program, draft program of the Portfolio Committee on Public Works on its oversight visit to the Western Cape from the 19th for 2 days, 19th and 20th June 2012. That's what's going to happen on Tuesday the 19th. That members depart from Parliament to visit the warehouses and Robben Island. Ferries depart at 9 a.m. Members taken to different. The very same day after Robben Island, members taken to the different parliamentary villages. I don't know, Akona, whether it will be possible. I don't think it will be possible on the very same day for us to visit the parliamentary villages. It's a draft program by Akona. And then on Wednesday, the 20th of June, members depart from Parliament to do oversight in the different parliamentary villages and Fernwood. Members taken to different parliamentary villages at the end of the day. Okay, that's a program. Program for 2 days. I don't know what members want to say about the program, whether you want to make input. Yes, Honorable Dreyer?
Yes, Madam Chair, thank you.
Mama Dana, yes.
I have a question mark over Wednesday, 20 June. Do oversight to the different parliamentary villages. I mean, most of us live in the parliamentary villages. We're there every day, every night. We go. We know exactly what's happening there. To actually go back there in the day after we've just arrived to look at what we all are very familiar with doesn't make sense to me.
Thank you, Mama Gala.
Thanks, Jefferson. I was going to say what Member Kosi is saying, that we are staying at parliamentary village and we know exactly what's happening. Is there any need for us to go there? My suggestion is that as a portfolio committee, what I noticed, there are no board, parliamentary village boards in any of the villages. Maybe as a parliamentary, we can push for that, that there should be parliamentary village boards, because they don't exist as is now. I think that's what you must push for. Thanks, Chairperson.
Chairperson, Honorable Wanyamabila.
Thank you, Chairperson. I thought that the visit to parliamentary villages, that as members of the committee were staying in different parliamentary villages, that should give us an exposure of other villages of what is happening, although we know. But members were saying Akasha, they don't know what is happening at how Pelican is and how it is being maintained, and also how this the other one, the Laboria. I thought that it will give us as a committee the idea of the situation in all these parliamentary villages. To me, it was important, but
thank you, Honourable Members. Honourable Nwani.
Thank you. I thought it would be important. Actually, I go with the view of Wanyamabila. Because not all of us stay in Acacia Park, not all of us stay in Laboria Park, and then we have the officials there to give us the challenges and everything. I mean, if you stay in Akeshepa, we won't know what's going on in Laboreva as the committee now, not as the residents of the park. I think it is important because there are issues, challenges in all the villages.
Thank you. Honourable members, I don't have any problem of visiting the parliamentary villages, but as the circular that was issued yesterday, about a 5-page circular, but I did not go through it on parliamentary villages. I would like to make a suggestion to say maybe we, for now, we stop visiting the parliamentary villages just to check what the minister is doing, because the minister is in the process of checking all the parliamentary villages to say, can't we give them time? Can't we give them time? 2 weeks back, when we're still here, I saw public works staff waiting as you enter parliamentary Akashia Village parliamentary from the bridge up to the, there was something taking place. They can't be just for now pack it aside and see what's happening. We only go utilize the 19th and not on the 20th.
Yes, Madam Chair, I would go along with that, but I would like to make a suggestion. As far as I'm concerned, from what I could see, one of the main problems, and I live in Acacia Park, is there's not a register of residents that are eligible to vote. We all know, as members of Parliament and certain parliamentary sessional staff are entitled to live there. But there's lots of other people who live there, I think, illegally, and they don't have a register of residents. And that's a good place to start, because it impacts on everything else. The police can't do proper access control.
So you're engaging in the discussion.
Oh, okay.
The issue is here is we go, we don't go.
Mm-hmm.
No, thanks, Honourable Chair. No, I think I was of the view that we'll be visiting these places, because you recall, Madam Chair, when we were in the committee room number 2 down there, we are facing different challenges that are in the different villages. As a committee, we have to have a common approach and the common treatment of the members. Like, as we are saying, that if we are entering the gate, what is it that is happening in Akaza? What is it that is happening in Laboria? I understand that the minister and his department will be going around making, but as a portfolio committee, it will be important for us to input, because they will be taking a report, to input on the report that they have never gone and seen and witnessed what is happening. Maybe it will disadvantage us as a committee. But if we go there, we write down all the challenges, what they are doing in this particular area, in this area, we'll be in a position to input when the minister has completed his task that he's doing in the village.
But, Madrupa, the minister is visiting the parliamentary villages because we raise issues. So why don't we give him time to go and see by himself and come back to us to say the issues that we raise about parliamentary villages? I've gone there, I've visited the parliamentary villages, these are my findings. You cannot give me a list of problems, and while still attending to your problems, you again go there before me seeing those problems. Because I think you must go and see it, because those were the real issues. We are not saying we should not do it. We are saying can we pack it for now and allow him to do his own investigation.
Chairperson, I think here we are a committee. And it, as a committee, we are talking about our own program, the committee program. I think the visit was going to empower even the minister, was going to assist the minister, because although we have the report that we talk about the parliamentary villages, but it was not a consolidated report of all the issues that are happening in the parliamentary villages. My understanding was that although there is something that is taking place, that report was going to assist further the minister to be able to attend, because it will be a consolidated report of all the three parliamentary villages. So, but if you feel that we need to stop as a committee, there's nothing that you can do. But what the minister, to me, what the minister is doing is a department.
what we are supposed to do as a committee was going to assist the minister so that when he deals with the issues of parliamentary villages, he deals them in totality, not in piecemeal. Because we were talking about parliamentary villages as residents, but there's no oversight that we did as a committee, so that at the end of the day we have a report that will say that as a committee we visited all the parliamentary villages, here are our findings, here are the recommendations, so that the minister, when considering the issue of the parliamentary villages, must take the committee recommendations into consideration.
What is the feel of the because you cannot deliberate, could you, what is the feel of the committee? Do we go or we pack it?
Personally, I feel that we need to go. Because what we got it was more of a hearsay than what the committee discovered. Like who are going to Robben Island. We got the issues, but we have never been there. Even this one, I must give you that it will really assist. Because
okay, we'll go. If the committee feels that we'll go. Can we move to the second item? The second item is the set of minutes of training by Treasury, Department of Treasury. We were workshopped by the Department of Treasury, and those are the minutes of what transpired in that training. Is there anything that you need to add and subtract? Because I was saying to Akona, these were the issues that were set to us when we were undergoing training. I don't know whether we'll be able to say this did not happen and whatever. On page one. So you're done, maybe we should talk about it for the proposal. Is there anything on that? They're not yet done, Mama.
move for the adoption of the minutes? Mama Drapa moves for the adoption. Tawanda? Can you switch on your mic?
Thanks, I'm seconding the Honorable Madlala.
Any objection?
None.
Thank you very much. The second set of minutes, the briefing by the Department of Public Works on their strategic plan and annual performance plan. Page 1.
I've just noted something on page 1. My name is M-A. It's A-M. The initial comes up the other way around.
A-M.
A-M.
Are you still in on page 1?
Okay, page 2? Yes. Towards the bottom, the lower half, I think this is the wrong word. The strategic objectives of the department remained unattainable as long as systematic issues were not addressed. I'm questioning whether that shouldn't be systemic issues were not addressed. Systemic. Okay, and then this next sentence, the minister informed members that outcomes 4, 8, and 12 of the government's outcomes. No, it's not a sentence. It should say something.
Millennium goal. Yeah, I think something that she should. She has noted it. Second last sentence. I'm saying the department plan to re-establish workshops. Can't we workshops just like this? Artisan, is it artisan workshop? What is it? We need to qualify it. Sort of qualify it so that we can make them training workshops.
Also on the third last question.
We're still there. Are we satisfied with that sentence?
No.
Can't we qualify it?
Training workshop.
Yeah.
Technical
training workshop. Yeah. Honorable.
The minister promised to address issues of legislation that were outstanding. Not the that was that.
It's on the page headline from the bottom.
please go to page 3?
Can operate a 3.5 that just reported that the strategy on fraud and corruption is available and that the department is ready to brief the committee on that strategy.
I'm not too sure here, but I need Akona to review. Is it Ernst and Young or Ernest and Young?
Ernest and Young.
Is it Ernest?
That was combined in 2006 with recommendations to improve the weaknesses of the department, and that document was never implemented. I don't think that document is the correct way. We can say the recommendations that were taken were never implemented, not the document.
Come up again.
I'm saying the sentence reads thus,
recommendations to improve the weaknesses of the department, and that the document was never implemented. I'm saying the word document is not the correct word because you can't implement the document. But the recommendation.
And also it's vague, because if we go and file this meeting and 5 years down the line, what document are we talking about?
2006, was it a summit or Indaba or what, on what thing?
Can even if the document does not have a heading, a corner, we can only say we mentioned that it was a min-max document, if at all it was a min-max document, so that people can be able to make a follow-up on this very document if there's a need for them to make a follow-up. Can you? Yeah.
On page 4, ne? Point 1.1. Are we satisfied with the whole paragraph? Are we satisfied with that paragraph? You see, this business, ne? Truly speaking, I'm not too comfortable with them. Because there are issues if you were not part of the meeting by then, some of the issues won't understand where these issues come from. That's the problem that I'm giving. For instance, if you check on paragraph 3.12, the department reported that it was acting as surety on a memorandum of understanding for the international conference on it. You see, if you don't have, you were not part of that meeting, you won't understand where these issues come from. That's why I'm having a bit of a problem. With what was happening in that meeting. I will approve 3.11
as I have raised it.
Honorable Mandropa.
No, thanks. No, I think the way policy is generated, but around this particular matter, I recall, I remember that the minister himself, because it was raised in the meeting, there was a paper that was written about this thing, and the portfolio committee did not understand what is happening. And then it was raised, and then the minister explained what was entailed in this 5.8. But I agree with you to say that the background is not clear if we're not part of the nation. It was the question raised, Honorable Chair, as members were explaining, because we wanted to know what is happening. Because there was a lot of issues around the issue of prestige that was on the media that particular time when we were in the meeting. And then we wanted a clarity on it, what is happening. Because we're also having concerns with the other things that were happening in Victoria and so on.
One outstanding issue, are we done? Can someone move for the adoption of the minutes?
The last 3.12. The department still needed to check the projections of the council with regards to their responsibility as the hosting country and make a decision on whether to pay upfront and then claim later with regards to all costs that would be carried, because it's a report that not will be carried. Maybe they, yeah, that would be correct. The past tense.
Okay. Can someone move for the adoption? Madam Andrea, you raised your hand. Have you moved? Yeah, mic is not on.
I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Thank you, Seconda. The Honourable Newman.
I move for the second of four.
Honourable members, is the hand over there?
No, Chair, I think we must say we move the adoption of the minutes with the amendment, because there were amendments, so they can be recorded according to those corrections.
Thank you very much, Honourable Mandropa. Honourable members, we have come to the end of our meeting. Today there's going to be declaration of votes in the House. Okay, we'll all be there in the House. And now we have come to the end of our meeting. The meeting is adjourned. Until on the 19th, next Tuesday. Thank you very much.